Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, folks, this is Dr. Barton in Medical Healing. We are broadcast every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We've been doing this show for about a few years, maybe 10 years, I'm not sure. Anyhow, we broadcast every Friday, and like I said, at that time. And my name is Dr. Barton, and I'm going to give you a phone number right now just in case we get talking, and we have a 30-minute show, and I can get a week if I wanted to, but I don't have more time, and I hardly have any time to do this show. I've been doing it for a number of years, and the reason why is because if you can pick up anything where you can apply it to your daily life, then you, of course, go back to your own family physician. You know, certain things that the average doctor doesn't do any of what I did when I was in my medical practice. I don't practice anymore. What I do is I travel around and I do different things for different organizations as far as healthcare. So let me just give you a phone number. Ready? It's 863-509-9059. We broadcast from a studio usually, and I'm in New York City at the present time. My home base is in Miami, Florida, and I fly a lot. I go back and forth a lot, and I also am right now engaged in a new program we have, which has to do with prevention of heart attack and stroke, and also prevention of cancer. We do that anyhow. So let me just talk to you briefly. And not briefly, but as much as we can in the next 30 minutes, okay? So the name of our show is called The Truth in Medical Healing. And I just want to tell you that this show is called Blog Radio, B-L-O-G, and it's worldwide on the net. So anywhere, any part of the world, people can listen to the show based upon the time frame where they are, so forth and so on. And we broadcast in America every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And it's a half-hour show. And, folks, I could probably get 3 hours from the station if I wanted it. I don't have the time. I don't even have the time to do this show. But if you can hear it, listen to anything that sparks some really good interest on your part, then just jot down the number, which I just gave you. I can't do it again. You already have that. And let's go and tell you about there's some people in the studio that I just got distracted. Folks, let me just tell you that I'm older than all of you. I know. How do I know I'm older than all of you? Because of the fact that if anybody was as old as I am, they wouldn't be listening to this show. They'd already be dead, or they'd already be, have three different doctors giving them more prescriptions. And by the way, I'm a pharmacist also. I have three graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. And I don't take any medication. And I'm a lot older than all of you. I'm not going to tell you how the exact age I am, but I can do anything I did when I was like 17. I ride horses, I fly planes, I do all kinds of things. Okay, so anyhow, here's the thing. The most important thing in our human bodies as creation occurred, as God created us, or whatever created us, or whatever happened, whatever anybody believes in is okay with me. What I believe in is clean living and being able to make sure that, see, with the human body, human being, we're 85% water, 85% water. Everything in the human body is bathed in interstitial fluid, it's called, which is really water. So the thing is, in all water, unfortunately, because of civilization, when God created the earth, however the earth came about, and whatever the whole situation, like Miami Beach, by the way, I love the beach. I just love beaches wherever it is. However, Miami Beach is still the most beautiful beach in the world, and I've been to many, many different beaches in different parts of the world. And Miami Beach still has a beautiful the type of sand, the granular beige colored sand, and the green trees and the palm trees and the blue white water and all of that. It's still gorgeous and everything, but also right out there in that texture are cancer forming substances. Somebody's laying on the beach drinking a bottle of Coca-Cola. That's a preceptor to the body being abused, be going, there's too much, you know, let me just talk about that. There's, I'll get off the track, the topic for a second. And so somebody's drinking soda. And the thing is that soda has, in order to make it that color, black, whatever it is, there's what's called phosphoric acid. The manufacturers put, for Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, so they put phosphoric acid in to give it that color. But meantime, phosphoric acid also robs the bones of minerals. So fractures, especially in women, getting hip and knee fractures, all kinds of different fractures because of the fact, and it's all related to drinking soda, colored soda, period. So I can go on that. I can talk about that for about a week. And I don't even have time to talk more, but I already told you one great hint to be healthy. You listen to the show for the first time, whatever it is, okay? If it, whatever it may be, is priceless to know. Don't drink black, dark soda, okay? Now, the network we have is called Worldwide Blog Network, BLOG. And it's worldwide, it's a worldwide satellite. So now I want to tell you that I'm listening. A dear friend of mine, his name is Felix. He listens every show that ever since we started, because on the first show, he just had was tuning in stations and so forth, and he happened to listen to me. And that was like over, I don't know how many years ago, over 11 or 12 years ago. And it turns out that he got a few of his friends to listen to the show also. And it's every Friday now. They happen to be in Johannesburg, South Africa. So they're about 12 hours, I think it's 12 hours ahead. I'm not sure. Sometimes they get it mixed up. At any rate, Felix, I know you're listening, so you're an avid fan. Felix claims that I saved his life. Well, we don't have the time to go into that, but it probably is true. Anyhow, so let me just move along. And Felix and all your friends and neighbors and relatives, I send the blessings to you and everything possible to be healthy and happy and enjoy life. So just talking now about... Felix is on world. It's a worldwide blog station. That's what it is, BLOG. So it's different times of the day. And moving right ahead, because I want to tell you all about water, which is really, really necessary. So, I'm just trying to put myself back. I wanted to let me just tell you a little bit more about myself. Actually, I'm my favorite topic. Well, let's see. The thing is this, that I know I'm older than any of you, and I'm 100% healthier than anybody. And maybe there's a lot of some people that are, but I don't think there's anybody as old as I am. And I can't remember the fellow that did... He used to row across from where he was in California. He'd actually row across the bay to keep up his workout and his energy. I'll remember his name in a few minutes. Anyhow, just talking about exercise. You need exercise. That doesn't mean you have to join it. A gym and do this and do that. If you want to do it, it's okay. I don't do that. I do my own exercises wherever I may be. And the exercises that I do a lot more benefit than machines. And I'm not saying I don't want to ruin anybody's business. Do whatever you want to do, folks. All I know is that what I every day in the morning and later at night, and when I have time, I'll go into a gym and work out and so forth. But actually work out, I do 90 push-ups in a set, and I do three of those. I don't do like one right after the other. Let's say in the morning time, within about an hour, I do three sets of 90 push-ups. Then later in the day, before, after dinner, whatever it may be, evening, I do another three sets of 90 push-ups. So I do that every day, and I've been doing that. I started taking a day off in between. So somebody else who works out, who I know, I don't work out with other people. I work out by myself. And the other part of what I wanted to tell you is that I'm older than any of you, and I'm 100% healthy. And part of the why I am as healthy as I am, my dad was a pharmacist, and he was also an unbelievable, super smart fellow, and he had me on some vitamin formulas, my brother also, and he had us on vitamin formulas. When I was like, when I could follow direction and swallow, let's say 5 or 6 years of age, and by the time I was a baby, I was putting stuff into the, they call it formulas now, it was called other things at that point. Anyhow, so I've been on vitamin supplements all my life, and I do attribute a lot of that to, my upbringing by my dad, as I said, was a pharmacist and a fantastically super smart person. And not sure if I told you the three graduate degrees I have. I said that before. I might have. It's pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. And by the way, chiropractic care is, I still go and I get my manipulation of my spinal vertebrae, which takes pressure off the nerves to go to different parts of the body and a lot more than that. And see, the other thing, folks, is that the problem is that the air we breathe is contaminated and all water is contaminated. It doesn't matter what bottled water it is, it's contaminated. So let me try to tell you a little bit about that while we're talking, okay? See, when creation occurred, the air was pure. The drinking water was pure. There was no cancer. There were no people. But as time went on, I'm sorry, sort of chuckled. It's not a joke. It's just that it's the way it is. And I'm a perfect living example of all the things I'm talking to you about. And I think, I'm not sure if I said that, it was a fellow that was, the year 1903, two incredible things happened. 1903, and there was a fellow that got tired of riding his horse around, and he had some kind of buggy repair shop or something. So he actually was playing around with different mechanical parts, and he was also had parts for his buggies that he welded things. So the long story short is that he was actually able to put like a machine together that actually was giving off carbon monoxide, and it also could increase, he had gadgets that he could increase the rotation and repetitions of the engine and slow it down and everything. And a little bit, and he had a fellow working with him. This is actually how this thing started, believe it or not. And this guy's name was Henry. And his first name was Henry. And the thing is that a fellow that was working with him said, "Hey, let's do this." And he had some tires from the buggies, and they hooked it up. They made an axle and so forth, and they actually figured it out that they can actually get that engine to pull that thing along without any horses. It was the first internal combustion engine. Imagine. And the year was 1903, and two incredible things happened that year. One, the automobile was created, and the other thing was that my dad was born. So, you know, that was my dad being born was more. I love horses. I'd rather just be riding around still on horses. Anyhow, the thing is this, that let's move the clock up a little bit so you can get a better idea to what we're talking about. And but I said before that my dad, when as he grew up, he became a pharmacist, and he developed a few formulas that I've been on, nutritional formulas that he created ever since I've been a baby. And my brother Stuart, who was 5-7 years older than me, and we were in the Air Force together, and I joined the Air Force because of him, and all kinds of different things. At any rate, I broadcast every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as I said before. And we're running late on today's show. I want to tell you a few other things. But if you really want to be as healthy as I am and get more out of life, I told you that I'm older than all of you. And how do I know it? Because if you were, you wouldn't be listening to the show. You'd either be in a rocking chair or be dead. I'm sorry, I'm going to be so graphic. The thing is this, that a lot of people have given up on life. They take their medication, they take their prescription, and they wait half a day in the doctor's office. They go back and wait another half a day in the pharmacy. And I don't do that. I don't do any of that. And my father was a pharmacist, and I grew up in a pharmacy, and I never had to take any kind of medication. So, moving right along, I want to just tell you that diabetes, well, in the year 1920, I'll give you some little bit more history. In the year 1922, anybody who was diabetic was put out to a ward in the hospitals and basically just more or less left to die because there was nothing to do for the diabetes. Guess what? If you go out in the average street, restaurant, walk down the street, go anywhere where there's people, I venture to say, and older people, I mean, people that are in their 50s and 60s, diabetes is rampant now in our society because everything has sugar in it and on and on and on, different things. And we won't even talk about cigarette smoking because that's just, it's a waste of time to talk about it. The thing is, in the year 19, up to the year 1922, who was ever diabetic can look forward to the time that was it. They weren't going to live longer. And the thing is that the a pharmaceutical company called Eli Lilly, which still exists, one of the largest pharmaceutical firms in the world, Eli Lilly had developed a synthetic insulin, and they started injecting the insulin to the diabetics, and guess what? Whoever was diabetic lives their life out now because of that, because of Eli Lilly inventing and developing the synthetic insulin. Imagine that. Another incredible situation was with another very well-known doctor's name, Joseph Lister. In 1946, Dr. Lister came back from a vacation, went into his medical office, and he found that on part of his sink there was like a greenish mold, and that was the sink where he was pouring out different things into it. And it turns out that mold that he was pouring out, they were able to extract penicillin. So if you ever heard that penicillin comes from mold, part of it is actually fact. And also because of getting pharmaceuticals into use and going before the pharmaceutical associations, it actually took them 6 years to put penicillin on the market. So I could go on and on probably all days with different things that happened, because I have, let me tell you one other thing which just popped into my mind about washing your hands. And there's I'm trying to remember the doctor, can't remember his name right now, but he was a British surgeon, and I'm talking about 1850 or 1860 or back, way back then and everything. And in between patients, doctors were wiping their hands on a rag or on their apron, and on and on and on, and spreading more and more disease. And I just wish I could remember that. Next Friday, if you tune in, we'll talk about a little bit about the doctor that said, wash your hands. So people walk around the hospital and have little buttons on their cloaks that say, wash your hands. I mean, they were delivering babies in between without even washing up in between, so forth and so on. So anyhow, folks, what we're going to do is tell you to ask you to tune in next week, 12 Eastern, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time, and listen to our show. And if anyone's tuning in for the first time, you can leave a message at my office, at my building, so to speak. Just leave it at 863-509-9059. And and all my friends back home in Miami are listening every show I do every Friday, and they're all crowded into the same bar. They all do a bar every Friday, and they listen to this health show, and they're telling everybody in the bar they got to do this and do that. Don't forget wash your hands. And sugar, when you tune in next week, I left out talking about sugar. Sugar, which is our most dangerous enemy we can ever have. Believe me, it's sugar. That doesn't mean you can't use sugar. But we'll talk about it next week. So with all that being said, folks, glad you listened. I hope you got something out of today's show. And we'll talk more on next Friday. And with that being said, over and out. Have a great day.